This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. A Halloween night drive-by shooting in Chicago injured as many as 14 people, say police, the youngest a three-year-old. This was in the city's Garfield Park neighborhood. Police say there were at least two shooters, nobody in custody yet. The shooting was captured on video and police are reviewing that now. No known motive yet. The man accused of attacking House Speaker Nancy Pelosi's husband with a hammer will be arraigned today on state charges. San Francisco DA Brooke Jenkins.
Attempted murder, residential burglary, assault with a deadly weapon, elder abuse, false imprisonment of an elder, as well as threats to a public official and their family.
And in addition to those state charges,
federal charges have been filed against the man who broke into House Speaker Nancy Pelosi's California home Friday, and police say his goal was to hold her hostage. Court papers say David DePapp found a sleeping Paul Pelosi in a bedroom before he beat the 82-year-old in the head with a hammer. The affidavit reveals DePapp told police he wanted to talk with Nancy Pelosi. If she lied, he would break her kneecaps. They say he explained she would then have to be wheeled into Congress, which would show other lawmakers there are consequences to actions. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Speaker Pelosi says her husband is making steady progress recovering from his injuries. A Halloween celebration in Omaha turned frantic after a man drove through a barricaded area and was shot by a police officer last night. Children were trick-or-treating when the car drove recklessly through a blocked-off area, say police. The wounded driver was taken to a hospital with serious injuries. No big Powerball winner last night. The next drawing Wednesday night will be for $1.2 billion. This is AP News. What's it like to trick-or-treat at the White House? The AP's Ben Thomas takes us there.
President Biden and his wife Jill doled out Halloween candy to trick-or-treaters at the White House. They came dressed as witches and ballerinas, a chef and more than one unicorn, fairies, Jedi, and even one little angry bird. Despite rain, some 5,000 were expected on the south side of the White House. The invitation list included children of local firefighters, nurses, police officers, and National Guard members. Children of administration officials also joined the group.
What's that?
For his part, the president just wore a navy raincoat and a baseball cap. But the first lady donned a purple wig and butterfly wings. Ben Thomas, Washington.
The Dow fell 128 points yesterday. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.
Quick, choose a meal deal with McValue. The $5 McChicken meal deal, the $5 McDouble meal deal, or the new $6 Daily Double meal deal. Each with its own small fries, drink, and four-piece McNuggets.
It's actually no rush. I'm just excited for McDonald's.
For a limited time only, prices and participation may vary. Not valid for McDelivery.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com, RiteRug.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring. Right Rug.